Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
There's a lot to address with you guys. I always appreciate you guys having me on every other week. I also have learned clearly none of you ever listened to our show.
From Madison to the Big Apple.
When we're talking about Wisconsin basketball and how we should feel and how it ends, you're relating it to bowl games. I don't think it's fair for us to sit here and say we should win the national championship every year. The normality for us should be January 1st or beyond bowl, second weekend college basketball NCAA tournament on the men's side.
It's time for Evan Cohen on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
See, Evan says that and nobody gets mad. I say the Badgers' new expectations should be the Sweet 16 because they're essentially a mid-major and everyone's all up in their feels on all of ESPN Madison social media. We'll get to Evan and why that song is playing in a second. Evan Cohen joins us now on the Yuengling guest hotline. Yuengling, the oldest brewery in America and now officially in Wisconsin. Evan, I had a moment that crushed my soul that both Primetime Wollersheim, Molly Brown, and nobody here in the ESPN Madison office knew who Mekhi Phifer was, to the point where Molly and Ryan didn't know the name Mekhi Phifer was in this song that they like. You know who Mekhi Phifer is, correct?
God. Of course they know who Mekhi Phifer is. It's not even only 8 Mile, which is what everybody knows him from. You know what I love them in also? You ever see Honey,
yes,
Jim?
Yes. Oh my God. I referenced Jessica, it. Yes.
Of course you guys loved Honey. Tell me why.
He was great.
Oh, Mekhi Phifer was. Well, yeah. He was the most memorable person as Jessica Alba that has a teeny tiny crop top on the cover of the movie.
Really?
Sure.
Really? Yeah.
Jessica Alba. Wait a minute, Molly.
Yes.
Couple things. First of all, Jessica Alba, drop dead gorgeous in that movie. No question about it.
And she looks the same 30 years later.
She's beautiful, and she's a great actress, and I liked her in Entourage. But I truly believe that that's a good movie outside of how beautiful Jessica Alba is. Soundtrack is good. Yeah. Just like the music executive that has the Justin Timberlake curly hair back in the day. I just, who was in it? Lil Romeo, right, Jim?
Yep,
was it
Lil Romeo?
Was it Backwell or Romeo?
I thought it was Romeo. Nickelodeon.
I thought it was Romeo.
Great show.
It was so good, and that's a good movie. But to not know Mekhi Phifer is a disgrace.
Thank
you. He's a great actor.
Well, now that you've said his name, I know it in the song. But that's the part of the song, that is the part of Lose Yourself by Eminem, where I just mumble the words. My 3-year-old is obsessed with that song, and he sings it every single day. But it's the part of the song where you're just like, na 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 na. You don't know the words to it. So I didn't know it until Jim said it.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. All right. That... I used to love this show.
Yeah, right. I know. Evan, I want to get to your – we'll get to your Badger take first here that you shared, I believe, on Wilde and Tausch. And it's something that actually way back
– shockingly, Tausch was off. That's so weird that he was off. He's not usually off, but he was off. It was a day that ends in Y. I guess I can understand that,
Well, we don't understand that. The athlete not around, I don't know what that means.
Can't relate.
Matt will be back.
When's Matt back?
If you're just tuning in, Matt will be back at the end of April. So,
unfortunately, Matt still has to work.
But anyways, the idea of the Sweet 16 is kind of the new standard for Badger basketball.
Yeah, you want me to walk you through that?
Yeah, that's true. We did play it in the open, but why don't you give us your own take? Yep.
Okay, so because it wasn't like something that I was coming in thinking, all right, here's my big take for the day, which I have done. I know what you guys are talking about, or will be attached. I'm like, okay, here's my thing that I'm going to say. This wasn't one of those things. So Ryan Bulaga was in that day. And he was talking about the idea of, at Iowa, where he played college football, the goal every year was a January 1st bowl game, right? So back when Jim and I were growing up, January 1st bowl game just means the BCS bowls now. The playoff games were always on January 1st. So that was both figurative and literal in many ways, his point. And then I had the realization, I'm like, huh, I kind of understand something now, because when I went to school at UW, I was there from 1998 to 2002. The whole thing was Barry always wanted to get to the Rose Bowl. January 1st bowl game. And I would always be like, well, we get there because Barry Alvarez is so damn good. Why don't we try to go for more? And then I was like, oh, well, that's pretty obvious now because Barry, you know, was with Hayden Fry at Iowa, right?
Yep.
At some point, or had that relationship with him. And so that's probably where that all came from, is that when you're shooting for a national championship, you're going to fall short because that's not the way Wisconsin sports are made up on the men's side. Women's side, different story. We win titles. And so I was like, oh, this makes a lot of sense. What's the equivalent in men's basketball? And I said, well, that seems like second weekend, Sweet 16, like as if they were playing tomorrow night. So in my mind, I just came up with that point of like, yeah, we're a January 1st football goal, and we're a Sweet 16 basketball goal. I think Luke Fickell, and I understand this initially, came in was like, no, I'm going to try to win a championship. Obviously, that's not the right mentality, as odd as that sounds. But if your goal is January 1st bowl or Sweet 16, I think that's reasonable. That's where that came from. Hopefully that makes sense to the audience.
Okay, but realistically now, with this, where the state of both of those programs are, what is their standard? Because it's not a January 1st game. It's not even a bowl game. Like, what is it?
Well, no, Molly, it's based on track record. It has not been that. But I do believe it should still be that, right? And so if we're in this bowl game and it's not to the level that we need to be, then we can look at that as the standard. But that's the point. It's like, I'm not going to – if Coach Fickell takes the football team to 9 wins this year, hypothetically, and we go to a bowl game, and it is – I don't know, make up a bowl game that's not a playoff bowl game, but, like, right on the cusp.
Okay, well, we were talking about the Capital One, what, Orange Bowl game? Is that what that is? Does that exist anymore? I don't
know. The Orange Bowl is a premier bowl, like Capital One Bowl,
you mean? The Orange Bowl, yes. That's like, that's the national championship.
Okay, sorry, but that's like what we...
Capital One Bowl is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's a different bowl, so...
Right, so if you're saying that, Outback Bowl, I believe, is what it was, right?
Yeah.
So, which we've been in before. I've been there in Tampa with Wisconsin in there. So that's the kind of bowl game, or the equivalent today, that you would look at and say, all right, that's a good step in the right direction. I feel good about what's happening with the program.
I almost think a ReliaQuest bowl is good at this point. Like, seriously.
No, but Molly, you're okay, wait a minute. What are we doing
now? I understand what you're saying. But I'm just saying, like, the fact that this team is so low to me, and maybe I'm just way too harsh on this program, but the fact that, like in my mind, they stink, they're irrelevant. We talked about the joke of what it is for season tickets, that they're begging people to buy season tickets. Like, this program is so low right now that ReliaQuest bowl...
I don't know that. What's happening?
Oh, you haven't heard about this. Okay, so I'm not going to reread the email because I read it yesterday, but essentially, the Badgers sent out an email to fans yesterday saying, we've extended the deadline for buying season tickets for this next year of Badgers football, so because we want you to be able to experience the marvelous magic of Lambeau Field and all the things that come with Badgers season.
Yeah,
all the things, right? So we were joking about on the show that it's desperate that Wisconsin is doing this, and they are starting packages for season tickets for Wisconsin football this next season start at like $250 a ticket.
$250 a ticket for one game?
No, for like one season ticket. So like to get you into six games, it's $250. No, for the entire season, $250 gets you into Camp Randall for the season.
And okay, so
I'm saying that the ReliaQuest Bowl, that if you dangle the ReliaQuest Bowl game in front of Riley or Ryan, like they're snatching that up. Like that is to me, that is the like. I get it that the expectations are to get to, you know, the bigger bowl game, the Capital One game, or whatever it is. Like, I understand that, but at this point, it's like, they need to lower their standards because they're so low of a program in my mind.
Okay, so let's there's a few different things going on right now. Let's go one by one. Number one, what is a reasonable expectation for our program when things we feel like are right? I think a reasonable expectation is the historical January 1st bowl game, which means making the college football playoff. Maybe not winning a game in it, but making it. I think that is a reasonable expectation slash goal. That does not mean it's going to happen every single year, but that is, if you plopped Barry Alvarez back into the football program today, I'd expect them to make the college football playoff, okay? That's number one. Number two, for men's college basketball, I believe it is a reasonable expectation to think the Badgers, and Greg Gard specifically, can put together a Sweet 16 caliber team on most years. Do I think it is a reasonable expectation for them to always be there? No. Do I think it's a reasonable expectation for them to win a Sweet 16 team game and get to the Elite Eight? Once every 5 or 6 years, maybe. I'm just trying to be realistic. That's where I am right now. I'm not thinking national championship. I'm not thinking past those two goals for both programs. If they're coming off insulting to my fellow Badger fans, I hope that's not the case, because that is not what I'm trying to do. I think that, in a way, you guys are saying my expectations are too high, which scares me.
Yeah, so I have upset a lot of Badger fans, because I said it meaner, that Wisconsin, to me, if for football and basketball, is closer to being a mid-major than a blue blood. College. If we're setting the expectation, we've moved away from the Bull Ryan Bowl. I meant Bull Ryan Bowl. From the Bull Ryan expectation and from the Brett Bielema expectations for what we thought we were going to do. And now we are just, hey, let's make the Sweet 16 and maybe we make a bowl game. And I agree with you, that's the new standard. But to me, the Badger football is closer to the Don Morton era. And Badger basketball has lower standards than it had with Bull Ryan, which then just puts the Badgers, I'm not saying they're a mid-major, but they're closer to being a mid-major than they are a Power 5 football team or a Blue Blood basketball team.
Yeah, but I don't know. Okay, Blue Blood is based on history, so we'll never be a Blue Blood.
Okay.
That's like impossible.
Okay. But in general, they're still closer to the middle than they are to the top.
But Jim. Okay, but I'm not trying to like mince words, but I just don't know that that's the right way of phrasing it, because of the fact that when you think about Blue Bloods in college basketball, you go to the place of they're not as good anymore, or when you're critiquing them, I should say, they're not as good anymore as we historically know them to be. So let me rephrase this and ask it differently. What do we historically know Wisconsin basketball to be?
For me, I view them, I guess, what's your history of it? Since the arrival of Dick Bennett, I view this as a team that will always make the tournament, and more often than not, make the Sweet 16, at least under Bo Ryan. Now under Greg Gard, they're a team that you can say always makes the tournament, even though he's missed it twice. But I think, like, I would say they are a regular tournament basketball team. That's been their standard. If you mix in from Dick Bennett through now Greg Gard, you can say the Badgers are a team that finishes around 20 wins and more often than not makes the NCAA tournament.
Okay. All right. So let's go there. So Blue Blood is about the historical, been-there-forever program, and a program like UNC fires their head coach in Hubert Davis because he doesn't match what the school is used to and has accepted as the standard. So when you think about Wisconsin basketball, you think about a program that makes the tournament every year. That is what you just said.
Yep.
I don't know that that's considered a mid-major, but that is now the expectation for you, is the low end make the tournament, the high end make the Sweet 16.
Yep.
So this year, we lived up to expectations based on Jim Rutledge.
I guess. Yeah, I thought this team would go farther.
Don't backtrack, Jim.
But Molly, I did say afterwards, I said I have to lower my expectations for this team. That now going forward, that I have lowered my expectations. This year, I thought they were a Sweet 16 team. Yeah. I thought this year's team specifically could go to the Sweet 16.
I picked them to go to the Final Four.
Oof.
Brutal.
Terrible.
My goodness.
Yeah, well, okay, but Molly, here's the thing. I look at college basketball in the NCAA tournament, and I say, all right, is there a veteran backcourt that I think could carry a team? We had that this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Nick Boyd had played in the Final Four for Florida Atlantic a few years ago. And Blackwell is awesome. So, like, I'm looking at Boyd and Blackwell thinking, like, okay, we got something here. We didn't, obviously. That's a bad loss. I'm sure Coach Gard will be the first to tell you that. I mean, literally on our show last week, Coach Gard was on, And I said to him on the air, we'll talk next week if you're in the Sweet 16, okay? You're good to go? And he goes, if we're there, we'll talk.
You jinxed it.
So I, okay, yeah, I jinxed it. Nah, it's just a little guest booking on the air. But yes, I jinxed it. I don't know. Like, I guess what are we concluding here? Because I don't think this has been a glass half full conversation about the school that we're all rooting for and the athletic program that we're all rooting for. I think we're trying to figure out proper expectations. We're all trying to compliment them. We're all talking Badgers as much as we possibly can, and we all want these teams to win.
We
right?
do. Yes.
But we're not at the place that we thought we were going to be. That is not ripping anybody. That is just saying, if I told you that Badger team would lose in the first round, would you be surprised? The answer is yes. I'll use Molly's thing that I wasn't aware of. If I told you that there needed to be alternate ways of selling season tickets because it wasn't sold out upon arrival, would that surprise you? The answer is yes. Now, to be fair, is that everyday walk of life where everybody and every business is like, all right, we're going to try to sell a product this way. If it doesn't work, we'll try to sell it that way. Yeah, that's every single day in every business. But that is the beauty of Badger football. It hasn't been like every other business. Maybe it is now.
So, Evan, what this is a loaded question, I guess, and it can be a different answer for each one, but like, what does it come back to? What is the problem with Wisconsin athletics then in terms of basketball and football?
Well, I don't want to say we have a problem because, again, we're talking about making the NCAA tournament and playing in bowl games. So I will look at it this way. I will say, why are we not as good as we once were while still being good enough to not be embarrassed for the most part? Which maybe that's not a great standard. In football, at times we were embarrassed this year. There are little steps that are happening. I saw a lot of people today congratulating the Badger football program for bringing Brady Ewing in, right, as the director of alumni relations or whatever it is, you know, for ex-players. Is that just, by the way, I was curious. Yeah. Is that just for ex-players or alums in general? Like, should I expect a reach out from him?
Based on, no, I won't say that. No, I would not get an. I would not expect a reach out from Brady.
All right. Well, I would like one. I'd like that. I could actually get the reach out.
I should look here. Brady was one of the few Badgers that, when I covered a team, liked me. And so I definitely know Brady pretty well.
People like me.
I actually have his number. You want me to text him? If he kept the same number?
No, don't text him about me.
Yeah, see if he'll talk to you.
Congratulating him from about you, not about me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Trying to get you a guest for the jump around.
The director of Badger
is a guest on the jump around.
Relations just mean giving money.
Yes, yes. And he is a guest on the Jump Around, Molly. Thank you. Next Thursday, he'll be joining the Jump Around.
Cool.
Ronnie Yauch on it. He was just immediately got Brady Ewing for us.
Good job.
Molly, you had a Badger question?
What would you like me to do with that, Jim? You're just telling me that Riley books Brady? Cool.
He wanted you to throw flowers at Riley's feet, actually.
At Riley's feet. We're on a little bit of a delay. I was waiting for Molly to jump in.
No. Don't try to blame the delay here, my friend. Also, I do have another question, though. Not necessarily about the Badgers, but we talked about this earlier this week, I think it was. Do you think the NIL is going to ruin the magic of March? Or has it already?
I'm not a big Cinderella guy in general. So, like, I like the fact that we have the mega powers kind of, you know, going here. But I just, it's weird. The ratings are up for the NCAA tournament. I just feel like there's something missing, and I can't put my finger on what it is because I can't say it's a Cinderella because I don't love the Cinderellas. Mm-hmm. I think the Cinderellas are fun Thursday and Friday but then of the first week, but then past that, it's like, all right, you know, and it's probably dating back to my time in the state of Florida and going to the Final Four in 2006 and watching an unbelievable Florida Gators team. And then you get to the Final Four and they're playing George Mason. And it's like, oh my God, it's like an NBA team versus a high school team. It was awful to watch. They pummeled them. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is not what the Final Four is supposed to be like. I don't know that it's going to ruin it, but I think a lot of people are right when they say you're not going to have the Cinderella because if you have a player or players that are capable of leading a Cinderella run, more likely than not, they would have already been recruited away from that school to another school and gotten that huge bag to play for a bigger school.
Evan, I wanted to ask you this because we're going to throw this out as a siding limited poll question next segment here, but The Milwaukee Brewers, they're, you know, Mark Antanasio has basically said, we're here to provide summer entertainment. That's the move of the Milwaukee Brewers. That's how they want to operate. And honestly, they are the most honest organization in the state because they do that every year. They bring it every single year. It is an enjoyable summer. They are here for the vibes. The vibes are always good through the summer, and they do what they say they're going to do. We want to have an enjoyable summer and compete, and then we'll see what happens when the playoffs roll around. So we are going to ask our fans what would be a good slogan for, let's say, Badger football, Milwaukee Bucks basketball, or Packers football. Do you want to pick one and come up with a slogan on the fly that you could come up with for one of those programs there, similar to what the Brewers are, a truth in advertising type slogan for those teams?
Okay. Packers, always really good, but not necessarily good enough.
Yeah.
Tears.
Bucks, I feel like we're going to say, how about mutually loyal to a fault?
That's actual factual.
I don't. The Giannis stuff is so weird right now.
Yeah.
Oh, he's either going to get traded or he's going to get re-signed. What do you think,
say.
Evan?
Well, you know, that is. Well, that. Hold on a second. That's not true. And I'm glad Ramona had the second part of that quote in there because I talked to her yesterday. And she, Ramona Shelburne, ESPN.com, and she said that she fought hard to make sure that that second part of the quote was in there because they could just not trade him and let him walk after next year in theory. Mm-hmm. Here's where, by the way, I know you asked about slogan, but I've been thinking about something. Here's where he's playing with fire. If he comes back and plays, God forbid gets hurt. Initially, I said, the Bucks are definitely going to give him the contract extension even if he's hurt. Now, when he's going to the Players Association to release statements about the Bucks, God forbid he gets hurt. Is he getting the contract extension?
It's a great question. I think he still gets it, though.
I think he still probably does. But now the ball is back in the Bucks court where they then have the power. You wanted to play. You, God forbid, get hurt. A team now is going to sign, a new team that has never had you in the building is going to sign you to a max deal after next season for $275. Sure about that?
But does he
sure
care?
About that?
Or does he just want to be out the door?
Yeah.
Like, genuinely?
No. No. Like, the best way for Giannis to guarantee he gets the contract extension, to guarantee, is by not playing another game this season. Then he's guaranteed to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed to get it. And when I say mutually loyal, maybe to a fault is the slogan, I think the Bucks have been amazingly loyal to Giannis, and I think Giannis has been amazingly loyal to the Bucks despite everything that's going on right now back and forth. The slogans for Badger football, I don't know if I love any of my slogans so far, but I'm giving you them. Let's see, Badger basketball.
Okay.
Always good. Playing different styles, even if you don't realize they're playing different styles. Because everyone still thinks they play the same way that Coach Bennett coached, and I love Coach Bennett, but they don't. And they don't even play the exact same way that Bo coached, right? They play guards way. So but they're always good.
Here's my slogan, because I'm a jerk. Good when nobody's watching. Because the majority of fans tune in at the end of March, or middle of March.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Jim, we're kind of saying the same thing, though.
Yeah, we are, yeah.
Because when no one's watching, it's like you don't realize, wait, they're not like a 45-42 team? I didn't know that.
Yes, it sneaks up on people. Yep.
Badger football slogan. Jeez.
Cautionary tale of why, to your point, Greg Gard is great.
Don't get your hopes up.
Keep Greg Gard around forever, because look what happened with Badger football.
We can win a title by not winning the title. Now, that's a bad slogan because I have to explain that. That's actually a terrible one.
Honestly, their slogan currently kind of works of close the gap. like we just want to be better.
Well, let me try to explain mine, which was awful. We tried when Coach Fickell got here to act like we were going to win a title, air raid offense, and it totally backfired, right? If we act like, this is a better one. the less we act like we're going to win a title, the better chance we have of doing so.
That's good. That one is good.
Meaning, go get the big, massive offensive lineman in the state, because title teams think about skill position guys, pass rushers, like those are the SEC guys they're going out and getting. We need guys that grew up on a farm in Wisconsin that are 6'5", 330 pounds, that play left tackle, left guard, center, right guard, and right tackle. That's what we need. The less we act like we're going to win a title, the more likely it is we have a chance to win one.
So don't get your hopes up.
I'm trying to be kind. I don't know what you want me to say, Molly.
I want you to be honest. No, I'm just relating yours to be what mine would be in my head. And I feel like we're on the same wavelength almost. Just don't get your hopes up, and then they won't let you down. Kind of my motto with all the teams in the state of Wisconsin.
What is going on? Man, oh man, this has been like demoralizing in some ways.
No, not at all.
Well, you're saying, okay, no, here's why it's been demoralizing. We're questioning my seemingly tame expectations for Badger football and basketball. We're leaning into celebrating the Brewers because of the fact that they're going to tell you in advance they're not going to win at all.
They just want you to have fun.
We're pointing out the disappointment that Packers fans have had over the course of time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about the best way for Giannis and the Bucks to continue, and are they going to have him play or not play? Boy, oh boy, I'm exhausted.
I got a Badgers one for you. We know what it's supposed to look like. We just don't know how to get there.
Well, that is true. You happen to be right about that.
Did you just think of that on the spot, Jim?
No, ChatGPT.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, ChatGPT. But I created my own GPT that helps me with my snarkiness. So, all right.
Jim just wants you to know that he uses his ChatGPT.
I didn't say it. If I wanted to impress Evan, I would say I made that up on my own. Uh-huh. Ryan brought it up.
Uh-huh. Sure. Yes.
Well, that's a good one. And by the way, Chris McIntosh, to his credit, he knows the way it's supposed to look because he was a part of it looking that way.
That's true. Maybe the Badgers could chat GPT. How to win in today's day and age of football.
Beep, boop, bop, bop, beep.
How to navigate NIL. No beep, boop, bop, beep, boop.
All right. We've brought Evan down enough. Evan, thank you for joining us.
Wait, can I just tell you one other thing?
Yeah.
I made the point on Will Being Tash the other day that I want to make with you guys here.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Alvarez is the greatest coach Wisconsin has ever seen. I think there's a chance he'd be even better in the NIL era because how good he is at, like, schmoozing.
Yes.
And how many people love him. And, like, if Barry Alvarez could walk around and raise funds for a program and then select where those funds go based on his unbelievable player evaluations, oh, my God.
So
I think he'd be even better.
I 100% agree, and I wish, like, the problem is – and I'm saying this, nobody else.
He would hate it.
Yes.
He would hate it, Jim, but
yes.
He'd be better at it.
But he is so good at it in a room, so you'd need the physical and like presence of Barry and the charm of Barry. But otherwise, back to my you could have the Badgers create a GPT of Barry Alvarez and just ask the question, what would Barry Alvarez do here? But the problem is, I don't know who could own a room like Barry.
Absolutely
with the Badgers.
Ridiculous.
Well, and I think that comes back to like the basketball program, why we give Greg Gard so much leeway, I think, and don't talk about him getting fired as much as we do Luke Fickell, is because he is a pillar in the community and he is going out and like being active in the transfer portal in a good way to bring in good players like in this NIL era, right?
Well, that's the thing. I'm saying nothing about Fickell. Leave him to the side. I'm just talking about Greg Gard. Everyone I talk to tells me I'm very choked up with this. Everyone I talk to tells me that Greg Gard does everything he possibly can do to win over every fan in the state of Wisconsin at all times, mm-hmm. out and about, trying to make sure he has a relationship with average everyday fans, media members, high school coaches, parents, boosters, alumni, ex-players. He is doing everything he can. From what I've been told, to make sure that the NIL era fits his program. I mean, I could just tell you, I was there in September, and I've become friendly with somebody around the staff, and she's like, I'll take your family for a tour of the facility. I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. That's great. My kids are going to love it. She goes, all right, let's go to Coach's office. He's not there. I said, I'm not walking in Coach's office if he's not there. That's not right. She goes, no. He wants everyone to come through here that we bring through. He goes, she's like, if he trusts us to bring someone through, he wants them in his office to see every part of the program. So I'm sitting there with my wife and kids in his office, but he wasn't even there.
Wow.
And like, that's awesome. Me, it's like, all right, you get the sales aspect of this.
Yeah, he does. And I'm a Greg Gard fan. I mean that, like, Greg Gard is the best thing that could happen to Badger basketball, because I don't think there's nobody that is going to pull him away from Wisconsin. He knows how to win here. He wants to win here. He cares about winning here, and he puts in all the work to win here. So the Wisconsin, like, the perfect coach for Badger basketball is Greg Gard, and the Badgers need to keep him. And Badger fans just have to, and my whole point was Badger fans just have to accept this is where we're at. The program state is not a Greg Gard problem. I would say it is a athletic department problem, not being able to figure out how to raise the money needed to compete at the level that Greg Gard could get this program to.
Yeah, Greg Gard should not go anywhere, and anyone saying that, unless I'll be really real here. All right, this is probably bad. I'll probably get in trouble with the Badger basketball program for saying this. Don't put this out there, primetime. I'm telling you in advance. But here we go. Unless you're going to be the one to pay for Tony Bennett, don't even suggest Greg Gard going anywhere.
I like it. That's the Badger basketball program. Racket! Evan, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That's Evan Cohen. Molly, tell us about Madison College.
Oh, I would love to tell you about Madison College. You guys know that I had the best experience there, and you can start your next chapter there as well. So whether you're looking to level up your career, learn a new skill, or transfer to a four-year university like I did, Madison College has flexible programs that fit your life. With hands-on training and affordable tuition, you can get where you want to go faster and much cheaper. Explore your future today at madisoncollege.edu. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
I think I've listened and watched this show long enough to know that Molly's mind is just always in the gutter. It doesn't matter what.
Mine!
Yeah, Molly.
Jim says something, and Molly's eyebrows just go up. She's looking for a giggle.
Yeah, I'm a bottomless. You're not wrong.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.